That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio at our new time slot, 10 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast. Well, actually, that makes 10 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast. Yeah, that's 10 p.m. Eastern, babies. On the East Coast, 9 p.m. next time zone, et cetera, down the line. Thank you for taking some. Okay, Tony, you don't see a Skype? All right, try refreshing the page, Tony. Try refreshing the page. Sounds like I'm skipping. Then refresh the page, guys. Trying to see what's going on here. Oh, never mind. Sorry about that. I was getting some notes. I am Pokemon from the server. Not only am I in the room, I am standing to holding a torch. I think I'm going to read some of these names. I got people all the place. Jeanette over there, behind the pine tree. Screams behind me in the back over there. Let's see if I can see some names. Lucinda, Lester, and Kasai? If I could read that from all the way over there. Welcome, everybody. And Little Mech is just staff from excitement. Just can't handle the sheer excitement of this radio show. Breaking up really. No. That's really. How do I sound now, guys? Do I still sound garbled? Hold on. Let me try something here. How do I sound now? Can you guys hear me? I don't know if they can hear me. Can you guys hear me? I'm clear now? All right, I'll plug it. That's odd. Okay, Blog Talk Radio Skype. It's been screwing up all week. We don't know what's going on. We're trying to get our dear station owner to call up and make some complaints. Nope. Do I sound better now? I'm going to hear you now. I can sound better. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Now, that again? How's that? I'm trying to do it. I don't know what's going on here. How is that? I can't help it. It went bad. I don't know what to do. Do I sound okay now? How was that? Better? Still good? Okay, one chat's telling me much better. Using up all the two. Okay. I will leave my computer where it is. Maybe that's the problem. I pushed it back too far. Maybe I squished the wires or something. Yes, technical terms, I squished. Okay, waiting for Tony V to call in. Okay, if Tony can't hit the Skype button, or if people want to join me on air, you can call in at 646-478-0073, or if you want to meet many people in the chat room, go to the top of the page. There should be a square with the white in the middle. Skype. You click on the answer for the studio. And as I always say, free good in today's copy. Saying there's no Skype. That's really weird. I want to sleep. I'm typing something now so they know what's going on. All right. I typed them. I don't know what they're going to say. Tony, maybe try calling in. I have no idea what's going on here. I'll give him the number if you forgot the number is. Sorry about that, guys, just a few delays here. Okay, someone can bring them on.
I'm going to say, Tony, me. Howdy.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Oh, you know, same old stuff. Just watching a little bit of Jon Stewart, trying to find the Skype button.
Yeah, Cold Warrior says he sees a Skype button on his end, so.
I'm not seeing Skype button on here at all. I have my ad blockers disabled and stuff, too.
Some people are saying something, others are saying some people are saying you have a Skype button, others are not. I don't know what's going on. We have had problems with Blog Talk Radio and the connections with Blog Talk Radio all week.
What in the world is this?
I don't know, but I could hear it. Lower that thing, man.
I'm working on it.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, on air, calling me, I apologize for that, Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, the man behind the Titan Neck himself, or the legend, the only AD.
You are breaking up so bad, it's like...
Really? I have no idea. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. You know, you'll be perfectly clear for a minute, and then it's like for another two after that. It's like we hear every other syllable.
I have no idea what's going on.
I wonder if people can hear me. Hey, people, am I breaking up? Of course, I can't see comments now. Let me try reading.
All right, Cold Warrior is saying you are clear.
Oh, sweet.
For now. I don't know why I'm not coming in. I have no idea why. That is really nerve-wracking.
See, like, right this second, you're clear.
Okay. See, now, Warrior is saying to my machine, it's not down anything. It's been on this Windows 8 for the longest time. I was worried, I think, last week when we wanted to do an automatic Windows update while I was getting ready to do the show. And I had to stop it. I had to shut my machine down so it would stop. So I was wondering if I could do an automatic thing, but I don't know why I'm not coming in. Then this afternoon what happened was I had problems. Everything was very slow loading. I don't know why. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a little surreal. It's like all I can hear is you saying, "I don't know why." It's like a movie, you know, where there's a character like.
For God's sakes!
I don't know why.
Tony, you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? So, folks in the chat, can you hear me? Okay, so the people in the chat can hear me, but they can't hear Pogo. Yay! Well, this will be an entertaining show. So tonight I shall perform Neil Patrick Harris's songs from Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. No, I'm just kidding. But welcome to the show. Pogo Man's out there somewhere in the ether, and he has the show notes. So anyway, I'll just wing it for a few minutes. I am not in Paragon chat at the moment, although I might go in there and join in just a minute. I actually just got home from work a little bit ago, so I just came straight into my bedroom and ate dinner. So you can hear Tony hearing Pogo. I can't hear Pogo, actually. I am on via telephone right now, and so I cannot hear Pogo at all, but it's my understanding that you can hear me, and this is Tony, not Pogo, just in case you get us confused. So, anyway... Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't hear Pogo at all. So
okay, I think I'm back. Am I back?
I hear Pogo.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, my thing for the internet, it just goes, "You are not connected." Like, what do you mean I'm not connected? And when we put some information in, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Do
well,
I sound better
worth,
now?
Oh, yeah. You sound a little tinny, like you're on a telephone, but you're much clearer than you were.
Maybe that's what the problem was. I don't know.
But at any rate, yeah, we can hear you. But
okay, everybody says I sound great now. I was going to change my... Hold on a minute. I want to change something on the computer. I want to change my connection because there's a spot I could plug in my...
Don't do that.
Okay. Okay. I know. You know what I realized? As I was talking, like, stupid. All right, Emma, how do I sound now? Do I sound better now, or...?
You sound better, yeah. It's because
all of a sudden that's what I normally use, and that's why I was like, you know, there's jacks in the front, but every time I do that, everybody says no, use the other ones. So, okay, sorry about that, folks. We are back on live. I'm hoping everything should be good for the rest of the show. Knock on wood. Pray to whatever deity you pray to. Maybe do some Buddha.
I feel like Ernest in those old commercials, you know, it's like, well, here's your problem, Vern. You see this little wah, 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 wah. I'm going to start calling you Vern. Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern. Know what I mean, Vern?
Know what I mean, Vern? You can call me Ernest.
Yeah. Hey, Ernest P. World.
Yeah, and that's hilarious. That business got it precisely. It's like, yeah, everything's working out. Here, let me just change this watch. Wait a minute. Pogo, come back.
I'll be right here, guy. Okay, hold on. What efficient is? I know things are working well right now. Let me change some explosion of static.
Yeah, let me just change this connection right here.
Okay, so where was I? All right, let's get back to business at hand. Before we get into the normal realm of
business at hand,
there was some sad news if you're a wrestling fan.
Depressing real fast, isn't it?
Well, I was going to do that first and get that out of the way. As many people know, this is the only non-wrestling, pro-wrestling related show on this network. And Tony V got in touch with me earlier. My sister got in touch with me. Several people got in touch with me, like, is this true? Blah, blah, blah. And I checked it out. And if you were a fan of wrestling in the 80s, you remember a guy by the name Rowdy Roddy Piper, a villain, a heel, and he was great at it. And this is from WWE, their message. For some reason, they posted last. I guess they were waiting to get all the information, the confirmations. And it says here, WWE is deeply saddened that Roderick Toombs, a.k.a. Rowdy Roddy Piper, WWE Hall of Famer and former Intercontinental Champion, passed away today at the age of 61. What happened was, I think they said that he died last night from complications due to some kind of cancer. I don't have that other article up. And he passed away last night. They said that sometime last night he was found dead this morning. It says here, Roddy Piper is one of the most entertaining, controversial, and bombastic performers ever in WWE, beloved by millions of fans around the world, said WWE Chairman and CEO Vince McMahon. I extend my deepest condolences to his family. So there you go, folks. Sadly, we have lost another one. As people know, wrestler Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, passed away a couple weeks ago. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to play this ever so quickly. Moment of silence, guys, a 10 count, as they do in the wrestling business. So just a silent 10 count for the man. Okay, guys, there you go. Roddy Piper, Hot Rod, R.I.P., brother. You were a good one. Now, what is this? What is coming
and even if you weren't a wrestling fan, you probably remember him from His Oscar-winning role in They Live, it won both Best Actor and Best Picture of 1988. So,
I don't think
buff,
it won those.
I'm sure.
I don't think it won those awards, but it was a cult. It did have cult status for a while. People
okay,
do remember.
So technically, Michael Douglas won for Wall Street, and The Last Emperor won for Best Picture. But still, you know what? It was right up there.
They Live, what was it, Hell Comes to Frogtown. There was some horror movie that I talked about on this show. Was it on this show or another show I do? And it was just funny. He was in it. And in it, it turns out that his relative of his was alive in the 1800s. And they were trying to show it back then. So they put these sideburns on him. I'm telling you, the makeup job they did, these sideburns look so horrible on him. It was just screaming, yeah, we just glued him on quick.
Well, I'm just saying. I went to see They Live in the theater. So
okay.
I actually saw it like before it was a cult movie. I saw it when it was just a movie.
Okay. I saw it, I think, as soon as it was available on VHS. Whenever it came to Blockbuster, I think we rented it.
Had Keith David also.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, if you ever want to see it's a comically bad but endearing fight scene, get They Live. Because the fight scene where it's like putting the glasses on Keith David.
For those people who don't know, somebody invented, like, it turns out it's this alien invasion that actually happened years earlier. And it seems these aliens have been able to, sneak around and do some things with subliminal messages and all that. And it seems they could disguise themselves. It turns out this doctor made these sunglasses that have a special filter, and you can see who the aliens are. And Piper wants him to put these glasses on. And he goes, just try these sunglasses. Man, you're crazy. I'm not putting these glasses on. And they have this 10-minute fight, and all the guy had to do was just try the glasses on, dude. And we're all laughing like, oh, my God, the guy really hates sunglasses.
And it is also the source. A lot of people think this comes from Duke Nukem, but it
oh, yes, the line.
The
yeah,
original
God.
Source of the quote
yes.
is They Live. And Rowdy Roddy Piper was the man who uttered the words.
Yes.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
And
I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yeah. When I saw Duke Nukem say, I was like, hey, he got that from Piper. So there you go.
Yeah.
So without
that
line,
Code Warrior
Duke
was hilarious Duke when he said that. And now he's all out of ass. Oh, man. And I will also always remember Rowdy Roddy Piper as being on The Man Show as one of the slots on the Wheel of Destiny. You remember that show, The Man Show, with Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes. Yep, Jimmy Kimmel before he went
on.
Yep.
Yeah, they'd spin the wheel, and whatever the wheel came up with, you had to accept. And they would have good stuff like, you know, be in the middle of a juggy sandwich or take a ride around the block with Adam West and the Batmobile and stuff like that. And they'd have bad stuff like Adam pees on your wallet or Jimmy shaves off your eyebrows. Whatever the wheel came up with, though, you had to accept the consequences. And one of the slots they had on the wheel one week was to get body slammed by Rowdy Roddy Piper. And they actually had a wrestling mat down at the bottom of the studio audience. And some guy spun it. So, you know, he goes down there, and Rowdy Roddy Piper picks the guy up over his head. Boom, drops the wrestling mat. It was awesome. And I never could make up my mind whether that was supposed to be a punishment or a reward.
I know,
because
if you're a wrestling fan. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sure that it didn't probably feel good, but at the same time, I mean, I would love to be able to tell my buddies today, dude, I was once body slammed by Rowdy Roddy Piper, and I've got the video to prove it.
Because it's immortalized, because if you think about it, anytime you see that show, it's there. That was me. I was body slammed. Hey, Swag Hammer. Lots of people joining us tonight. And I said this earlier. I'm going to say it now. A lot of people are logged in as guests in the chat room in Blog Talk Radio. If you guys want to, maybe for next time, or if you want to go run and do it now, What you can do is go to Blog Talk Radio. You can make a free – the accounts are free. And it only takes like 2 minutes. Give yourself a name. And you see how some of us are typing in the chat room? We all have names. Well, once you do that, you can type in the chat instead of just reading everything.
And just for the record, no, Duke Nukem's delivery at the line did not top. And here's the proof.
Yes.
There's the link to the video.
Yes.
I highly recommend you check
yes.
it out.
Roddy Piper's is way better. Okay, I'm going to say this again because I don't know if people heard me before since I was cutting out like crazy earlier. If you'd like to call in, join us on air and discuss City of Heroes, superhero stuff, upcoming games, et cetera, there's one of two ways of doing so. You could either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're one of the many people in the chat room, unlike Tony couldn't do that, you scroll up to the top of the page. There should be a blue square with a white S in the middle. That stands for Skype. You click on that, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy. And let's see here. Swackhammer says, I'm about to post a drawing of Boop. Oh, okay, cool. Give us the link for when you're done, Swackhammer, please. Oh, okay, or Code Warriors says, just connect with Facebook and edit your display name. Top bar of this website. Oh, okay. I did not know that. I'm sure people will remind me, but I did the old-fashioned way. We do have a caller already, Tony. Actually, this person, as soon as I said, if you want to call and talk to us, this number popped up. So let me bring this person on air. Hello, caller.
Hey, gang, what is going on?
Hey, D, what's happening, brother? What's happening?
I could not get that Skype window block thing to pop. I have tried reloading and reloading and reloading and going over to Internet Explorer, so... I'm on the mobile device.
I'm sorry about that. We have had problems all week with that, too, even trying to call into shows. We have had problems with that all week. It seems the other night I called in to help one of my friends out. The host couldn't make it, so the co-host took over. I called in to help out, and it just seems weird that I was on the PC on my laptop. I can't remember which I was on, but I had no problems calling in for some reason. I don't know why. But a few other people around here have had problems calling in.
Well,
so
this
I apologize.
But
you're
issue.
Here now, and that's all that counts.
Yes, you're here now.
And I'm trying to get logged into Paragon chat, too.
Yes, I am there on the steps. A few people are joining us to spread out. That's cool. Yeah, don't be afraid. I know some people asked last week. They were afraid to come on the steps with us. So, hey, man, it's your game, too. It's your Paragon chat. Just don't
Absolutely.
Troll us. Just don't do any weird special effects bombing and doing flashes of white light, et cetera, et cetera. You know, just come up, hang out, be cool with everybody. You know, we're all here for fun. I mean, think about it. You haven't had this game for 2.5 years, and the first thing you're doing is trolling people? That's very inconsiderate of some people. Okay. There you go.
So what do you think of the 10 o'clock time slot? Too late for you or just right?
Who, me? Or who are you asking?
Both of you.
I love it. I mean, my other show was 10 o'clock at night, so.
Yeah, this is my normal time slot anyway, so.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You first.
Oh, no, I was just saying this is my normal time slot anyway for Monday night, so, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it always threw everybody off anyway when I did this. Like, I thought it was 10 o'clock. I go, no, that's my Tuesday show, my Friday night show. What it used to start at, we used to start at 7, and then we moved to 8:30, and now we're on at 10.
I feel like we're like one of those shows that are doing terribly in the ratings that they keep moving around to eventually, like, can't. And you know, this is like a Friday night death slot too, so you know.
Well, believe it or not, we have had shows on this network that did very well in this time slot. It's just that, you know, one thing led to another, you know, personal reasons or whatever, and they realize they cannot do the show anymore at this time slot.
Well, maybe we're onto something.
I always find, well, especially like when we do the Wrestler Unstoppable shows, we always find that the later the show, the better. But it's just, I didn't feel like doing a show at midnight.
We can pick up the California crowd at this time slot because it's only 7:30 out there right now.
Right, that's why I think it's a good time slot too. Because before you think about it, we started 7, that was still like 4 o'clock out there. Even if we start 8:30, it's 5:30 out there. So this time slot, you know, it's 10 o'clock here, 7 o'clock there. You know, it's more reasonable for people to come on in and join us.
So in other words, all you California people, if you're not logged in, we're like really, really mad at you. But you know, log in and we'll forgive you.
Just come on, join us.
Come on down,
join us. Wee doggy. So I found something interesting from Massively Overpowered. I think it was posted last week about Paragon Chat. I did not know this, but somewhere in, I guess it's Atlas Park, I hope it's nearby, there is a memorial for Ascendant.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Actually, I'm going to give you guys the link here for it. Hold on. Let me get the link here.
I believe that's in Steel Canyon.
Oh, Steel Canyon?
Yeah,
it's
in Steel Canyon. It's next to the big statue.
Right smack dab in the middle.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. I'll have to go check that out later. Maybe next week we'll do the show from there. And we'll hang out by
him. And be sure to click on him.
Oh, does he do his whole spiel?
No, he doesn't do the whole spiel, but
okay.
There are some. By the way, there are some Easter eggs hidden around, and I'm not gonna give any away. But you know, click on some stuff.
Where? Just around like in Atlas Park, or just anywhere?
Anywhere. So there are some hidden. And now keep in mind, we haven't changed the client, so you know all the geometry is the same. So you know we didn't like add an underground portal or you know anything
right,
like that. But like some of the you know, NPCs and you know
okay.
There might be some hidden little gems behind some doors.
This is where everybody's going on a massive trick or treating hunt tonight. Click on every
exactly. You know so.
Well, the other night on Deed Show we had a blast from the past. Monday Night Metal Hair Madness.
You are about as bad as Cyclops.
Monday Night Hair Metal Madness. I got it the exact third time. Knew something.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me do it.
Hold on.
Monday Night Hair Metal Madness.
Yes, go ahead. Live?
Was what?
Live from
the Den of Debauchery. It's Monday Night Hair Metal Madness right here on the Cape with your host, Diamond D.
And this past week,
there
we had a special occasion in Paragon Chat. We ran the original Paragon Dance Party.
What? Yeah, that's right. I did broadcast there. I totally forgot about
that. The precursor to Pocket D.
I thought that was cool. I had a blast.
We used to role play in there all the time. I mean, it's really cool because there was a bar set up, you know, and it looked like you could. I'm surprised they didn't click on, like, you have to be over 21 to use this. There was a bar sitting there, and, you know, it was pretty cool. I mean, obviously, Pocket D they did more with, you know, after a while. Obviously, when they set that up, there was a reason they set that up. But because Pocket D, I think, was just there until City of Villains came out, right?
You mean the Paragon Dance Party?
Yeah, the Paragon Dance Party. Because in Pocket D, Pocket D came out right after City of Villains. Because at that point, they wanted a place where the heroes and villains could go hang out together. So,
you know, I'm honestly thinking that Pocket D didn't launch until issue 7. I don't think it actually launched with I-6. Or maybe with an update to I-6. Because I seem to remember that I don't think it was there in the beginning. Quick,
right
to the forums.
Right, Pocket D was not always there. You had the PDP Paragon Dance Party, and then City of Villains came out. And I think after that, because you had a place to hang out, you know, we heroes hung out in the Paragon Dance Party. I don't remember the name of the place the villains hung out, but then after a while, I think it was the next update or two, you had this thing called Pocket D.
Actually, I was thinking it was earlier than that. I was thinking it was like around issue 3 or 4.
When the Pocket D came out?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to have to go ahead and Because I started playing in issue 5, and I'm used to the Paragon Dance Party. Because when Pocket D launched, Paragon Dance Party closed.
Right.
Right.
So I came around in issue 5. I was, like, right before City of Villains launched.
Can anybody find the answer to this question? Okay, I got
Pocket. There is a note on the issue 7 page that it added Recluse's Victory and Pocket D to the map search list, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's when it was launched.
Right. I'm trying to see here.
I think because issue 6 is what gave us City of Villains and the PvP zones, but I don't think Pocket D actually launched at that time, because I remember Shecky doing a show there. And it was it was an update that was about ready to roll out. I don't know if it was 7 or if it was like an update to 6 to fix some bugs, and that's when they rolled out Pocket D. Because remember, Wentworth come out at the same time, and they weren't open for
right.
business till later.
I'm trying on the Paragon, yeah. The first version of Pocket D article was created on May 23rd, 2006.
Okay, here it is. The original dance party was run by DJ Zero, who did not appear in-game until Pocket D was created sometime between the release of City of Villains Issue 6 and Issue 7. Pocket D is a no fire zone where heroes and villains can meet and team up.
Yeah.
So it did come in between 6 and Art 7.
And one of our admins, Sleepy Kitty, created the article May 23rd, 2006, which would put it... I know that Issue 6 rolled out Halloween of 2005.
Now, this is interesting. Though intended as a no-fire zone without enemy spawns, there was one instance when enemies appeared inside the Paragon Dance Party. The day Issue 3 launched, Council and 5th Column troops battled in every zone in game, including spawning inside the Paragon Dance Party.
What?
Now, what's funny is the old entrances to PDP still have the flyers outside the doors. However, only a bum nearby remains. PDP used to have connections in Talos Island, Independence Port, and Steel Canyon.
And there's a building on the south side of Steel Canyon that has a flyer to the Paragon
yeah.
Party.
Well, that's where
it's just right close to the Yellow Line rail station, too. If you
yeah.
head north from the Yellow Line and go down that building right there on the north.
Well, this is what they said. It was moved due to being too close to the Yellow Line, which made the PDP too useful as a travel shortcut.
Well, that's what I thought a lot of people used it as.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in IP, it used to spit you out there by the bridge to Terra Volta.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. All right, there we go. Oh, and Dietra's joined us. See, me and Dietra hanging out. Ian,
do we have updates this week?
We only have a couple of updates.
Uh-oh.
We don't have anything from the City of Titans.
No!
Well, we had a big one from them last week. We have a usual one from Heroes and Villains. And then we have an interesting one from the Valiant Online. So let's get to it, shall we?
What shall?
Shall, yes. And this is Friday update number 138 from Heroes and Villains, posted by Golden Girl last week. This week, we've done some design work on how to handle the reasonably complex concept of power respecifications, with the main priority to make your system much more user-friendly than the power respec system in City of Heroes. The biggest problem with the COH system was the way that it forced players to completely wipe and remake their builds, even if they really only want to make one or two adjustments to it. So the system that we make will need to allow players to do targeted respecs, so that they could refine or modify their builds without needing to remove everything and start over at the beginning again. Another element that some players requested for of the COH respec system was for a full character respec, so that they would be able to not only re-choose their powers and enhancements, but also their actual power set choices. This concept creates a couple of major problems. The first one being technical, as there would be a lot of extra work needed to attempt something like this, and the second one being gameplay and story-related. In the traditional superhero comics that inspired City of Heroes and Heroes and Villains, excuse me, guys, characters will sometimes gain or lose powers, but a complete change in their power theme is quite rare. So it's hard for a comic book game to justify implementing a system that would make it a reasonably common event. While we're not totally ruling out the idea, we also feel that creating a character should be important and have meaningful choices behind it, so that the player makes an actual character, and not just a generic avatar that they could break down and rebuild multiple times, losing a sense of that character's identity and history in the game world. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the heroes and villains team. Sorry about that. They had some grammatics and spelling errors I had to correct along the way as I was reading it. So sorry. There you go. That's 138, man. We're quickly coming upon 3 years for that for them. So. Okay, now for Valiant Online. This is Design Director's Blog, Powers, Part 1. And it says here, Hello, everyone. My name is Frank Jaximus Ambrose, and I am the Design Director for Valiant Online. Today, we are ready to share our initial power set progression. Fair warning, these design elements are subject to change as we proceed further in development. Some features will not be in the pre-alpha test, but keep your eyes open for updates in the future. Likewise, all of us on the team welcome the community's feedback on the system itself. The power system is planned to have players build their characters by following a progressive power selection system. When the player reaches the power selection phase of the character generator, they will first have the option of selecting from 3 styles of combat: melee, ranged, or hybrid. After selecting your character combat style, you will be shown the options for your primary power group and the power sets in each. Afterwards, the player chooses a different secondary power group, which follows the same selection process as their primary. Once the power is chosen, the player's choices are combined to determine the player's archetype and inherent power. To help get a better feel how power groups work, let's break down the initial selection phase of the character creator by detailing the combat types and then the power groups. When you make your power selection, you will choose between melee or ranged, or hybrid, which will be covered in Part 2. Okay, so we have melee. These sets focus on close-quarter combat styles and are more durable than their range and hybrid counterparts. Melee players have access to several different styles: damage, control, team support, and the unique defensive power groups. If you like being the first one in the fight with your fist to your foe's face, this is the set for you. Now, the several melee power groups. The first one is offensive melee. Power sets focusing on dealing massive damage to multiple targets. Abilities in these styles often trade utility for raw damage output. Melee damage control. When a team needs to go toe-to-toe with a huge threat, these styles help lock down larger threats with powerful, crippling blows. These sets favor focusing on a single foe with greater combat utility. The third is melee defensive. Defensive fighting styles have very little in the ways of utility and damage, while boosting the survivability of the user for when the best offense is a greater defense. The fourth one is melee defensive control. Fighting styles favoring survival through finesse and precision to lock targets down tends to deal low damage with greater utility while conferring specialized defensive abilities. And the fifth one is team support. Melee power sets that focus on enhancing the combat potency of allies rather than the user favors tactical leadership combat styles. Now, the next group we have is ranged. Ranged powers focus on fighting your opponents at a distance in a variety of ways. These characters have access to sets granting them superior damage mitigation, or control at the cost of survivability. These sets include the following: damage, control, support, and melee utility. If you like blasting a foe before they see you coming or supporting the team with healing and superior control, this may be the way to go. Now, the ranged power groups, there are four. The first, ranged damage. Power sets designed to deal as much damage to as many enemies as possible from a distance. Lacks utility and control in favor of disposing foes as quickly as possible. The second is range control. Power sets specializing in controlling battlefields deals very little damage, but foes will often be left helpless for allies to finish the job. Our third group is ranged support. Sacrifices damage output for supporting allies from a distance. These sets can heal allies, mitigate enemy damage, and boost the abilities of the allies around them. The fourth range power group we have is melee utility. Sometimes, kiting around an enemy isn't enough. This power group will focus on close quarters, single target damage, and highly effective single target control. Power groups. As stated previously, each combat style is divided into several power groups, or PGs. The order the PGs are selected determine your character's archetype, with influences which influences the effectiveness of your powers and respective role in the game. This choice also affects which powers will unlock as you level. The finer points of leveling and power progression will be discussed in a future blog post. So for now, just keep in mind that powers from your primary PG will unlock faster than your secondary as you level up. When trying to select your primary PG, I recommend choosing what you feel you'll enjoy the most. The primary will always be more effective than your secondary. So if you choose a defensive set as your primary, you will always be more durable than a player that picked defensive as their secondary. Furthermore, your primary choice will determine what secondary options are available to you. For instance, if you go with damage as your primary PG, you will not be able to choose damage as your secondary. Instead, you'll have other options to make a well-rounded character. In future blog posts, we will talk about what combinations are allowed, the effects of your choices, and how you can make a unique and effective character to fit your personality in the world of Valiant Online. We are looking forward to providing a power system that truly gives you the superpowered playstyle you want, from saving the citizens of Sancilio to crushing any and all who would oppose your might. You will leave your unique mark on the world of Valiant Online. We look forward to providing the experience you deserve. Thank you, Frank, Jaximus, Ambrose. And there you have it, folks. A lengthy yet worthwhile there you go. And that is your updates. Hello?
Yeah, I feel like we should have like a Pogo's Pit segment where we end up like fighting at the end and
what? Okay.
Just, you know, an homage, but you know, we don't have
for Piper's Pit. Hang on. Tony, look at this. I got you a gift today.
Uh-oh.
What?
You got me a gift today.
Yes.
What kind of a gift?
It's a coconut over your head. Bam! There, take that.
Oh, man.
Jay, it's a Piper's Pit. I remember that's the first time I ever saw Piper's Pit. I was like, what is going on here?
I'm telling you.
I thought that was the funniest thing, man. I was like, oh, my God. Who doesn't remember that?
He was actually, you guys in the chat, y'all probably have like no idea what we're talking about. Why this is like sort of depressing to us, but I mean, you gotta understand when you are like a 12-year-old kid in 1983-84, you know, and wrestling is huge. I mean, this is back in the days when, you know, we only had like three or four channels, and wrestling was what you watched on Saturdays, you know? I mean, it was just the thing to do. And, I mean, they had, you had Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and Rowdy Roddy Piper and, you know, all those guys. And they had, they had the action figures. They had the
cartoon. Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
And this is mid-80s, that was the birth of WrestleMania, because I remember on MTV the one night, they were simulcast broadcasting the main event from Madison Square Garden, which was Hulk Hogan against Rowdy Roddy Piper for the title. And, of course, that broke out into an all chaotic, you know, you had Mr. T at ringside. He came in. Jimmy Snuka came down. Roddy Piper had Bob Orton, Cowboy Bob Orton, I'm sorry, and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. They got involved and had to have security come down, and this is all crazy, and this was the beginnings. This is what set up the main event for the very first WrestleMania, like a month later.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know who the comparison would be today. You know,
You know what it is? Those guys from the 80s, there's no, I mean, you could kind of compare, but there's nobody. Maybe in wrestling today, the Piper Hogan thing. John Cena would be like the Hogan type, and this guy Kevin Owens, he would be the Piper type dude, because they just had a big feud. And if you kind of look at it like that, that's the closest thing I could make an analogy to, because they just had a pretty big feud of that style.
So, I mean, it was a pretty BFD in the 80s, especially if you were a young teenage, you know, boy who, you know, that's what you watch. You watch karate movies, you watch wrestling.
Oh, yeah. 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 We read comic. Hold on. This is what I did. Saturday mornings I had Catholic, you know, religious school to go to. Stop at 7-Eleven when I was introduced to comic books, when I could, you know, when I saved up my lunch money that I didn't use. I went and bought comic books on Saturday. Went home, right? Watch wrestling. Then the Kung Fu movies came on, and I read the comic books during the commercials. And then afterwards I reread the commercials again. I mean, reread the comic books again.
Yeah.
And then usually the Sunday afternoon or Saturday night, I got together with some friends till 10 o'clock and we played Dungeons and Dragons.
It was the life. I mean, and you know what? It was a good life too.
We loved it.
Kids these days have their Xboxes in place, and I have an Xbox too. So you know, there's just something. You know, you kind of harken back to those simpler days, and you know, you had on TV, you had the wrestling, you had the good guys, you had the bad guys.
Yeah.
They'd get on there and duke it out, and you know, I mean. He had this segment that he would do. It's called Piper's Pit, and he'd get these wrestlers in there and like deliberately antagonize them, you know. And I mean, you know how wrestling is. Everything is just totally over the top, you know. And they'd end up fighting at the end of every segment. You know, it's just how it worked. You know, it was great. And he was, you know, he was the classic. I mean, he was the Darth Vader of wrestling. You know, everybody hated Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
I mean,
unless you like the heels, then you love Piper. It was just funny.
Unless you cheered for the bad guys, yeah. I mean, you know, but you know, the bad guys. You had like the Iron Sheik, and you know, the Andre the Giant was a bad guy, and I mean, it's like I don't know. It was a great time to be a kid. A really great time to be a kid.
He was really cool growing up in the 80s with all that on the weekends, definitely.
And he had the whole, you know, the kilt and the bagpipes and, you know.
Again, another larger-than-life bad guy. That's what he was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a cartoonish type show because, you know, kids were watching it.
McMahon knew how to market the wrestling for the kids. That's what everybody had a gimmick. You know, and it's just funny. If he brought wrestle in from another company, he always did something to change their names. Very rarely did they keep the same name that they had before. Piper was one of those guys that got to keep his name.
Do you know what Rowdy Roddy Piper's real name is?
Yeah, Roderick Toombs. I said that before.
Well, I'm going to miss the guy, so,
yeah.
You know.
And he's from New Jersey. He's originally from New Jersey. Or he lived in Portland. He's not from, you know, the character Roddy Piper is from Scotland. but he's from the United States, so.
So, you know.
So there you go.
He has gone to the great wrestling beyond.
Yeah. A lot of great wrestlers from the 80s have passed away recently.
I know, it's a little depressing.
Oh man, it's like, wow.
But I guess it has to happen at some point, you know.
It's going to be sick, because usually once a year, WWE on the Monday Night Show, they do what they call their WWE Rewind, and they have wrestlers from the 80s on. They're running out of people, man. This is going to suck.
Well, you know. But it was a great show. I don't know how many people listening right now were, you know, children of the 80s, but, yeah. You know, if you were a child of the 80s, if you were, especially if you were a boy in the 80s, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it was a great time to be a 12-year-old boy. You know, it was 1984, and everything was just awesome.
Yes.
And Saturdays, you know, I would kill to go through, you know. See, I didn't have Catholic anything when I was a
right.
kid. So Saturdays, I would get up in the morning. I mean, I would get up at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'd watch cartoons, you know, until about 11 or noon.
Yeah.
And then I do remember at noon, WTTO, the local station over in Birmingham, would show their Action Theater, Theater Channel 21,
which
I'd
is always Kung Fu
movies,
right? Yeah.
And
no,
and
it was Kung
going
Fu.
Into the afternoon, they'd always.
It was Kung Fu.
They'd always have a putt-putt tournament or something like that on.
Really?
And they'd have the wrestling, you know, on into Saturday evening.
You see, now, where I grew up, you see, I mentioned the religion because that was for like 2 or 3 years in the 80s. That's how it was until I made my confirmation. Then it was just we got up on our own. You know, we watched cartoons a little bit. Wrestling came on at 10 a.m. and it went till either 12 or 1 o'clock. Then they had what they call the Saturday Drive-In Theater, which is usually a double feature of Kung Fu movies.
Yeah.
And then we'd go out to the store, you know, and ask my mom to take me to 7-Eleven, check out the comic book rack.
And then, of course, you'd have your best friend, you know, that lives up the road from you. And you'd either meet up at his house or he'd meet up at your house, and then you'd actually play wrestling, you know, on the bed.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Body slamming your buddy on the bed, and, you know, and trying to get him in a chokehold. It's just the best. I mean, holy crap, I miss those days.
Good times. Good times.
And then, you know, sometime during the afternoon, you'd go out, play on the dirt piles or climb trees or play football or throw frisbee or whatever. Yeah, I really kind of feel sorry that I know that we say, you know, when I was a kid, you know, your grandfather's talking about, you know, well, back when I was a kid, we used to go up to the store and get a popsicle, and that was our, you know, Saturday treat, and we'd listen to the baseball game on the radio. I guess we probably sound like that. If there's anybody listening who's like, you know, 19 or 20 years old, they're probably sitting there thinking, oh, my God, these guys are ancient, you know. But it was a different era.
I don't.
Hey, you say, where's my turtle?
I'm telling
Trace
you,
of the White Castle used to be a nickel.
I remember we get a nickel for a quarter.
I used to, and you know, when you were a kid, you know, of course there were action figures. We, you know, we had some of the.
But we get a quarter for a nickel. I forget which way it was, but then money used to be worth more back then.
But good times. I mean, you know, it was a simpler time, but we had fun.
I'm going to shock people in there. When I started collecting comic books were 35 cents.
Oh, yeah.
I think in a matter of 2 years, it went from 35 cents to a dollar. And we were like, oh, my God, this is getting ridiculous. And then they jumped to a dollar 50. We're like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah. I remember when there was like one X-Men comic book. You know?
Yeah.
And I started collecting, and then, you know, by the 90s, it's like there were 15 different X-Men comic books, and it's like,
yeah,
okay, that's crazy. I can't afford to, you know, spend all my money on
I thought it was funny when they started X-Force. And it was funny. A lot of people thought it was cool. And everybody's like, big deal. It's the original X-Men in their own comic book now. But it was like, yeah, but, you know, for those of us who came in late to the X-Men, we never saw the original, you know? So I thought that was cool. You know, it was like another mutant book. That's all we got.
I would get so mad because I always wondered, like, I didn't start buying X-Men, like, literally when they launched with issue one.
Right.
I always kind of wondered, you know, like, what are the stories like? And they finally started putting out, like, the hardcover graphic novels that they would collect, like, the first 10 of, you know, comics of X-Men.
Yeah, they call them trade paperbacks, yeah. I like Chris Claremont. Oh, let me tell you, if you want to get to see the quality of writing of comic books from the 80s, like late 70s, 80s, and like now, find the Dark Phoenix saga. You're going to see how much writing is in there that you have to read. Like, I remember it used to take a good 20 minutes, a half hour to read one comic book, like 15, 20, at least 20 minutes to read a good comic book back in the day. Mm-hmm. And when I was working at Verizon about 10 years ago, I remember in 15 minutes I read 3 or 4 comic books. In 15 minutes, I'm going, what the hell? Did I just read that fast? And I'm looking, I'm like, wow, man, they really don't do it anymore. And I remember one comic book, I can't remember what it was. It was an issue of Legion of Superheroes, and it was some big crossover event DC was doing, so everybody picked it up that month. I remember this is when City of Heroes opened, and people were reviewing it. And they're saying, yeah, just be careful, it's kind of wordy. I'm like, it's kind of wordy? I'm like, it's a comic book. There's supposed to be words in there for you to read.
Crossovers,
you know,
back in the 80s were like huge, big deals, too. I mean,
I remember late 80s, every summer we knew the X-Men were going to do the big crossover event for 3 months. And we all look forward to that.
I read an article the other day about how there should be more crossovers on TV because, you know, you've got like the Flash and the Arrow thing going on.
Well, they're going to show another
one
this
year. They sort of lamented that there aren't more. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, I wonder why more TV shows don't have crossovers, you know? I mean.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Well, now think about it. This is what I was saying. This is what a lot of people were saying. When Legends of Tomorrow series picks up in mid-season, right, you're going to have Flash, the Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow, they're going to do a crossover. They're also hinting at get ready for this one. Since the same production team is doing Supergirl on CBS, they're talking about working at some cross-network crossover.
No, that's pretty cool.
See, in a way, I want Supergirl.
I'd like to see. I'm not.
Go ahead.
I can tell you my big problem with that, though. That when they start, like, selling the DVDs of these series, that's going to be hell because it's like they're going to have to get it cleared from two separate.
True.
It's sort of like the thing, like you can't get the original WKRP episodes today because when the show originally came on, they actually broadcast popular music of the day, and they didn't have the clearance to publish DVDs with that music. So now the music is cheesy-fied.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, isn't that the reason also why the original Batman didn't make its DVD debut until here recently?
Yes, it was two different companies. It was ABC. It was two different production companies that were arguing over the rights for the longest time. And that's why it just came out on DVD this past year.
Still, though.
So.
Could you imagine like if Knight Rider crossover with the Dukes of Hazzard? I mean, how big that would have been.
Oh my god!
You know, and
I think it would have
been funny that you mentioned that.
Really,
it's funny that you mentioned
that,
Tony.
Can I just say something really quick? Hello, Mr. Wentworth, joining us in Paragon Chat. Quite a few people
Mr.
are joining.
Hey, Mr. Wentworth.
Quite a few people
we
are joining us
you.
Down at the steps of City Hall. In Atlas Park, in Paragon Chat, thank you all for joining us there, and quite a few people joining us here in the regular Blog Talk Radio chat room, chatting it up here. Thank you, guys. How many years for them take them to do a box set of Adam West Batman? It just came out last year, the end of 2014. 2016 will be the 50th anniversary of that show. So, 48 years later, you finally get your first box set?
And to top it off, just announced this week at Cincinnati Comic Expo, speaking of con news,
yes,
Adam West and Burt Ward is going to be attending.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I expect to see them at a lot of cons next year, because for the 50th anniversary, I'm sure a lot of cons want to have them there. And
yeah,
a friend of mine is going to be out here this weekend, who I won't be able to see, a good artist friend who helped me publish my first story over the winter, you know, the winter months. I did a story for a charity magazine. He's going to be at a horror fest like 45 minutes away from here, but because of my shoulder, I can't go anywhere this weekend. So I'm going to have to wait till January when he comes back around here to go see him this weekend. But it's ridiculous. It's like, if you go there at the door, now remember, it's a small location, okay? Ready for this one? $45 for the weekend, okay? For the weekend tickets. They have different panels throughout the weekend, okay? Three of them, you have to pay $5 for. One of the panels, you have to pay $10 for.
Wow.
In addition to paying to get in already.
Wow.
I think it's just ridiculous. It's like, really? Come on. And I don't know if they're charging, and I don't know if they're charging for autographs for some people.
I guess they got to make a buck somehow, you know. And I mean, that's kind of sad because, you know, small local cons. I particularly like going to the smaller ones. You know,
yeah,
you get into some of these bigger ones, and it's just like, oh my God, get away from me. But now last year here at the Cincinnati Comic Expo, we had Julie Newmar.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that was cool.
Cool.
And this year we're having Adam West, Burt Ward. Now, kind of rolling back to what something Tony was saying about the Knight Rider Dukes of Hazzard crossover, and rolling back to the Saturday stuff, you know, or the 80s Saturday stuff. Now, there was different sitcoms that you would see, like, characters like... the Different Strokes kid,
yes,
Gary Coleman's character. He would appear in different sitcoms. Or
yes,
you have the Facts of Life lady. She would be in different sitcoms. So they did do some crossover,
yes,
back in, you know, the
80s. NBC would do crossovers with their shows. I remember they did that quite a few times with their show, with some of the characters coming into different shows quite a bit.
Yeah, that was always really neat whenever you see one.
And
that was kind of cool.
If you remember, technically, Facts of Life was a spinoff from Different Strokes.
Yes, because the Charlotte Ray, I can't remember.
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett.
Character.
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett. She worked for the whatever the guy was, and then
Mr. Drummond.
And
She worked for Mr. Drummond, and then I guess she got the offer for the other job or something. She was visiting somebody there. Oh, what's her name? The daughter, Mr. Drummond's daughter, I think, was going to that school.
Kimberly.
Or was visiting somebody there.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Yes. I think she was visiting somebody because she wasn't in Facts of Life. She was still on Different Strokes.
But no, I agree with Tony. The Knight Rider Dukes of Hazzard crossover would have been fun.
that would have caused people's heads to explode.
Hazzard County wouldn't know what the hell to do with himself. Can you imagine Roscoe seeing Knight Rider? Seeing Kit? That car talks. That car, I'm going to explode. I'm going crazy.
Oh, goodness.
Again, you know, I know they pulled the Dukes of Hazzard because of the whole Confederate flag thing, but let me tell you, back in the 1980s, if you were a 12-year-old kid...
Yep.
Everybody
watched
Hazzard. I'm going to have to look at... What's the 1984...
I think was the last...
let's see. Television season. Let's see what shows we had in 1984. Tell me if you watched.
A-Team.
Let's see.
All right, go ahead. Gone.
We had Hardcastle and McCormick.
Nope.
Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote.
No.
I'll watch that.
Oh, my God. The Jeffersons and Alice were still on in 84.
Yeah, I watched both,
yes,
I watched both of those.
Knight Rider.
Yep.
Punky Brewster and Silver Spoons.
Yep. Sunday nights. Those were on Sunday nights. You know what it was? My parents had just got divorced, so like certain like Sunday nights, we would just come home from my dad would take us out Sunday, and we'd come home, like we'd hang out with Mom, we'd just all watch TV together.
And they had TV's bloopers and practical jokes. I loved that show. Oh, yes.
With
gosh,
Dick
man.
Clark and Ed McMahon. Yes.
Yeah.
And Scarecrow and Mrs. King was on.
Yeah, I watch it once in a while.
Kate and Allie and Newhart.
Yes.
Man, that was back when sitcoms were actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Moonlighting.
Cagney and Lacey. Let's see. Three's a Crowd. Do you remember that show? Oh, my God.
I kind of do. It sounds
it
familiar.
That's a spinoff
from Three's Company.
Okay.
Paper Dolls, Glitter, Magruder and Loud. Yeah, Moonlighting came on Tuesdays.
Wait, Moonlight was on 84?
Yes. On ABC on Tuesday night.
Or was it late 84? It had to be late 84, I think.
Yeah, it's 84-85 schedule.
Oh, okay.
Remington Steel, remember that one?
Yeah.
Ooh, Riptide. Yeah. Remember Riptide? That was a cool show.
Yeah. I don't think it lasted that long, but yeah.
Let's see. The Fall Guy. Oh, man, that was a great show. The Highway to Heaven, Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Hotel. You remember that show, Hotel, with Connie Selica?
No, I don't think I watched that one.
I just remember because it had the girl from The Greatest American Hero on it, and I thought she was...
Oh, okay. Cool.
I had a crush on her when
Do you have a link for that page?
This is your 1984-85 television season. Here you go.
V.
Oh, yeah, V was huge back then. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Double Dare.
Yeah, I remember. That was on Nickelodeon, right?
Primetime.
What night are you guys up to?
I was just looking. I'm on Thursdays now. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember Wildfire or Street Hawk or Eye to Eye or what the hell is Glitter?
I don't know. Double Trouble, I think, was that it was Twins on NBC.
Oh, Glitter was an Aaron Spelling thing.
No, I didn't see that one.
That.
People Do the Craziest Things. Who's the Boss? Glitter I didn't watch. Street Hawk I watched.
Simon and Simon.
Yeah, man.
Thursday was the NBC powerhouse.
Yeah,
Family Ties, Cheers, and Night Court.
Yeah, those, oh my God, those four right. Actually, anything falling into that, because after Night Court, I know some of those shows were replaced on the 9:30 slot. I can't remember what show came on after WAP. I remember the year, Cosby, Family Ties, and Cheers all ended on at the same year. I can't remember, I think it was 88, 89. They all ended.
When what?
When Cosby, Family Ties, and Cheers had their series finales all at the same time?
Yeah,
the
series is 84. Yeah, on Friday nights, Dukes of Hazzard and Knight Rider both came on. They came on opposite each other.
Uh-oh. Codename Foxfire Watch, but that wasn't on that long either.
And then there's V and
Dallas. I never
saw Crest.
Right, let's see.
I
Saturday
one show. Oh, what? There was a show, there was a guy, he was a robot type thing, and he had like this slick car, but he could only make 90 degrees turns. Remember that?
Man.
Okay.
Kind
of. Yeah, it had Desi Arnaz Jr. in it. Because,
Fishnet, hold on, Sledgehammer and Red Dwarf both came out in the 80s. Red Dwarf came out, I think, in the late 80s. And Sledgehammer, I think, was mid to late 80s on ABC. So I think it came out a year or two after this. So
remember they had Automan and Manimal.
I remember Give Me a Break. I remember Mama's Family.
Good stuff, man.
Different
I'll tell you
strokes.
What.
Give Me a Break.
I think I grew up in the right era television-wise. I wish I'd been a generation earlier music-wise, but...
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, the 80s ruled TV, man. And then 85, 86, you had MacGyver come on. I'm just looking here at different shows. Oh, God, Murder, She Wrote, Punky Brewster, Silver Spoons, Amazing Stories. Remember that one?
Oh, that show was so awesome. In fact, I have the DVDs to that.
Well, yeah, that show was great.
Or maybe I downloaded it, but I shouldn't admit that. But
okay, Who's the Boss, Growing Pains, Perfect Strangers. Let's see what else here. I used Moonlighting Again. Riptide was Hunter. Oh, I remember Hunter came on, Mid-Season Replacement that year. The Insiders I liked, but that didn't last that long.
It's funny looking at all these shows because it's I have forgotten more shows than I probably, will ever watch in the future,
Yeah, and here you go again. 1985, Thursday nights, NBC, Cosby, Family Ties, Cheers, Night Court.
Hey, T.J. Hooker.
Yeah?
For you people who aren't in your 40s, T.J. Hooker was not an X-rated show.
That's right. He was a police officer. He was a cop.
It starred William Shatner in his award-winning role as a L.A. police officer. Wasn't he an L.A. police officer?
Ready for Friday nights? ABC, 8 and 8:30. Webster, Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, yeah.
Benson, Different Strokes, Benson... The Fall Guy, that came on. That was weird. That came on 10 o'clock. The Twilight Zone, Charlie and Company, Leo and Liz in Beverly Hills, I never heard of. Twilight Zone, Knight Rider. Misfits of Science, we've talked about on the show. That was on. Too bad that was only on for like one season. Oh, and of course, Tony. Hello.
Hey.
You there?
I am.
Oh, we lost D. I think we did. Of course, don't forget the crowning jewel that came out in the 85 season. Ready? On NBC, Mid-Season Replacement. The Golden Girls.
Hey, that was actually a really funny show.
I used to watch that. You know what I thought was funny, though? The one who played the grandmother? Yeah, she was the youngest actress out of all of them.
I thought Rue McClanahan was youngest, wasn't she?
No, I think she was. I think they said something like they checked the ages, and they said the actress who played her, she was the youngest of all. Oh, Fishnet,
she's younger than than Bea Arthur, who played her daughter.
Right, that's what I thought.
I thought Rue McClanahan was the youngest. Let's see. Let's find out. Rue McClanahan... was born February 21st, 1934. Estelle Getty. Born July 25th, 1923. So, yeah, Rue McClanahan was the youngest.
Oh, she was. Okay.
But Estelle Getty was younger than Bea Arthur, who played her daughter.
Right.
Let's see. Let me make sure I'm not lying to you. Bea Arthur... born May 13th, 1922. Yeah, and Estelle Getty was born in 23. So, yeah, the lady who played her mother was actually younger than her in real life.
Oh.
In fact, I read somewhere just the other day I was reading about it, and I read that the makeup people had a hard time of it because in between the first and second season, I think it was, Estelle Getty actually went and got a facelift.
Really? Oh, geez. So she looked even younger.
They had to add even more wrinkles to older up.
Wait, hold on. I got to say something here. Swaghammer in the chat said the goodies. We're talking about British shows. I swear to God, growing up in fifth grade, okay, one of our public access channel, or not a public, public PBS, they had the show The Goodies. And I mentioned the show. No one knows this show. And I mentioned, if no one's ever heard of this, he just put in there The Goodies. I said, yes, somebody remembers the show besides me.
I vaguely remember that. I didn't watch it, though.
We all did. We thought it was the funniest thing. Because, you know, it was that British, it was that weird British comedy we grew up on, too. I think that's another thing we had.
In 84, I was still a couple of years away from watching Doctor Who. I think I started watching
Wait a minute.
Around 86
they had not. Hold on. I remember. Remember I said that only watched, I think they only had one or two seasons? There was actually 9 seasons.
Of
76
what?
Episodes of The Goodies. It went from 1970 to 1982.
Well, there you should get it on DVD, man.
Yeah, maybe I could find them on the internet or something. That would be cool. That would be cool to see. Because I mean, there was some. I remember there was like weird comedy in there. Like they did. Yeah, it says here it's a British comedy series which shown in the 1970s, early 80s. The series which combines surreal sketches and situation comedy. Let's see. It was co-written and starred Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddie, together known as The Goodies. Huh. I'll have to check this out. Hang on. I will post. I didn't want to do that. Hold on. I'm going to post the link in the chat so people don't think I'm making this up. All right, D is saying Honeymoons and Benny Hill used to be back-to-back in a local syndication. Oh, Mad Viking. At one point where I grew up, we had... Hold on, what did we have? We had Benny Hill, Ronan Martin's Laughing, and Monty Python. Back-to-back-to-back, and not in that order. Hello, is this Mad Viking?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
Hey!
Speaking for the staff at Grace Brothers, I am surprised no one has mentioned the show Are You Being Served?
Oh, yes. Well, of course. Well, we were getting there, but that, you know what's funny? Because we were talking about stuff in the 80s. I think that one didn't come on here till like the late 80s where I grew up.
They
yeah.
were late 70s to early 80s.
Okay, but what I'm saying is when I saw it, it wasn't shown here in my area where I, it wasn't, for some reason, when I grew up on Long Island, they didn't start showing that until the late 80s here in reruns.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and anyone that's watched that show, they know that Mr. Humphreys, are you free? I'm free!
I watched it a few times just because it, I think it like came on right around Doctor Who. And
yeah. Hey, D, what's happening? I remember that man. Because it was on about the time. They started showing Red Dwarf, and they switched Red Dwarf to Friday nights, and they would show Are You Being Served and then Red Dwarf. So there you go.
Oh, and there are some shows that come from Britain that should just stay in Britain. Red Dwarf was one of them.
Red Dwarf is
YouTube.
Awesome.
Yeah, but on YouTube is the American pilot for Red Dwarf.
No.
Nowhere even
I would not
close.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Certain British shows should stay as made in Britain. Like, I know they've been saying, would you guys like an American Doctor Who? No! Doctor Who should always remain British.
They made one with Paul McGann, and it didn't work.
But he's British, though. He was British.
He was British, but it took place in America,
and
his companion was American. And it was kind of ugly, yeah.
Yeah, the Fox Broadcasting System, dropped the ball on that one in so many horrible ways.
I would rather be body slammed by Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That's right. that was just horrible. That was just...
Now, one twist, so you mentioned Doctor Who. One twist they actually did on the British version of the... I forget the name of it now, but it's the comedians raising money for I forget the disease. But anyway, they did a parody of Doctor Who that started off with Blackadder being the Doctor.
Oh, Rowan Atkinson. Yes. Okay,
yep.
Yes.
Then went to Rowan Atkinson, went to a
that
couple
of
other famous Brits.
Oh, they called
then,
that Red... It was called Red Nose Day. It's a thing they do where they have the comedians come out and they're trying to raise money for the children, the homeless, and, you know, like, I can't remember what the exact things were for, but yeah, I remember seeing. I've seen that one.
Yep, and leading up to one of the ladies of Absolutely Fabulous as the doctor.
Yes.
I'm going like, now that would be an interesting twist, a female doctor.
They even say, I don't know if the world, you know, everyone's like, yeah, let's see. I don't know if the world's ready for that. I don't mean to sound
sexist. Well, if you want a preview, it is in YouTube. Once again,
yes, I have seen it.
Up.
Hmm. Hold on. Visionette's asking a question. Yes, The Tomorrow People was an old British show. It was on CW last year, and I think they cut it early, and they did not renew it for this season.
They didn't renew what? I'm sorry?
The Tomorrow People. They did a remake of The Tomorrow People.
Oh, yeah.
CW. What's his name? Stephen Mell, his brother, was the main character on that. Yes, Joanna Lumley, Visionette, played the female Doctor Who at the end of that skit. Was it Joanna Lumley?
I just posted a link where this girl did a parody of Doctor Who, and it's the Time Warp song from...
Oh, I've seen that one. Yes, I've seen that one. Yes.
It is awesome. She did a good job. The resources to put this thing together, but she did a freaking fantastic job.
Yeah, she did a great job. I remember that one. That was very cool. How much time do we have left on this show? I just realized we're running. We have under 4 minutes.
5 minutes.
4 minutes. So, all right, we got 4 minutes. We keep this conversation going. Unless I'm going to say this really quickly. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in the Blog Talk Radio chat. Thank you for everybody tuning in Paragon chat, holding those torches high for everybody to see. Let's go. Yeah, they want to lynch NCSoft. I don't blame them after this one. Thank you all for tuning in tonight, hanging out with us, chatting here or there. Sorry for all the technical difficulties on my end early in the show, but we got through that, and we had a very good show tonight. I think it was a very good show. I could be mistaken. Better than no show.
I thought it was altogether tolerable.
Gee, thanks. Altogether tolerable. Gee, Orange, you, never mind.
Hey, listen, you know,
what?
If you knew the background behind that, you'd know it's actually a compliment. When I competed in a math tournament in high school, I actually aced the test and took first place individual and team for our school.
Okay.
And as I walked back to my seat, my math team coach looks up at me and says, "That was tolerable."
Ah, I see. So it was an inside personal joke on your end, and you were just trying to pass off here thinking that we would all know it. We would all get it.
Well, Fishnet just posted, as like, remember the Red Dwarf Rimmer song?
Yes, I do. You know what's funny? I heard they did another season, and I haven't seen that yet. I have to find that season. I forget the number of the season. The last time I remember, sorry for spoilers, kids, they went to that mirror universe. They came back, and they had to escape the ship. And that was supposed to be the end of it. Well, it turns out they did another season after that, years later. And now they're hinting that they're going to do another season or two. They're bringing it back for another season or two. Okay, and Code Warrior just posted the Rowan Atkinson Doctor Who skit in the chat from YouTube. Go check it out. It's very funny. It came out a few years ago. I remember when I was working at Verizon, I watched it there, and I left there in 2007. So it does go back a few years. There was another skit he did with, I think, Rowan Atkinson played the Doctor, where he doesn't do it where they keep changing doctors. It's just he's fighting Davros. And it's fine. I don't want to give any spoilers away about what happens with that. So, yeah, that's another funny one, too. Go check that out. Go look it up. Those are very funny. Also, really quickly, I want to mention this last time. A couple weeks ago, I finally got to see that movie Kung Fury that everybody was talking about. It was on YouTube. It's like a 32-minute movie. Oh, my God, this movie is so funny. It's 32 minutes, and it's got everything you want in there. It's basically they sat down, and they said, what do you want in your kung fu movie? How about dinosaurs and laser beams and Nazis and Thor and Vikings? Okay. and they throw all the stuff in there and they make it work.
I haven't watched it yet, but I plan on it.
Oh, it's very cool. Go watch Raven. It's very cool. It's very funny. So, and just remember, and they give it the feel that it's from the 80s, and that's all I could say about it. Because something happens in the beginning, you start laughing, like, oh, yeah, it does have that 80s feel right away. So, all right, we have 20 seconds left. I want to thank all the callers, Mad Viking D, and I want to thank Tony V, once again, co-hosting with me. Thank all our listeners again in the Blog Talk Radio chat and Paragon chat. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, don't stop fighting the good fight. Keep on believing, and maybe we'll get more into this Paragon chat. Maybe one day we'll have powers, and we can fight stuff, and be like the good old days again. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. And I think we're in the after party, guys.
Woo!
So keep
Woo-hoo.
On.
All right, Rich. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I will see you all Monday night.
Yep, see you Monday night on the Cape Radio.
By the way, I am no longer with the other job.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So that means you'll be doing more of the show?
I'll be doing more Monday nights and hopefully more Friday nights. So.
Oh, cool. Can we do Friday nights? What time Friday nights then?
No, here on this show.
Oh, this show. Oh, okay. I was like, don't tell me you do another cave show Friday night. You're not going to be here.
Yeah, no. Well, I want to be here with you guys. So,
cool.
Said it last week,
cool.
And it happened this week.
Very cool.
So, all right, guys. I'll catch you all Monday.
All right. Have a good night, D. See you next time.
Woot,
hold on, I'm just typing here. I'm just saying goodbye to everybody in Paragon chat. Okay. So, do you have anything else we want to talk about in the after party?
No, not much. It was kind of a slow week news-wise.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that landmark thing I mentioned, and that was in Steel Canyon. Because I was thinking, that's kind of weird. I couldn't picture it being in Atlas Park. And then I was like, oh, yeah, Steel Canyon. I know exactly where he is. So maybe I'll go check that out later on.
Yeah, it's pretty trivially easy to pop over there.
Because
the map command actually dumps you out pretty close.
Yeah, the map menu, yes. And then it keeps you over there in whatever zone you logged out in. Because the other night I logged out in Paragon Dance Party. And then, I was going to say, I switched back over to Atlas Park, but it took me out where, what's her name? Ms. Liberty?
Yep.
I think right where she used to be, or I think when you logged on to Atlas Park from the outbreak, from the tutorial. I think that's what it was.
I think I'll ask Codewalker to change the spawn point to, like, the top of the globe.
Oh, my God. That would be funny.
So people can get up there.
That would be hilarious.
And I think, I wouldn't swear my life on this, but I think you can actually jump from the top of the globe to the top of City Hall. Without having, like, super speed or anything.
I used to be able to do that with the super jump power, but I don't know.
I will have to test that out because I can get into the database.
You know what I think would be funny? To have them put an elevator in next to the statues of Atlas. And you could just go up to the top and hang it up. That would be funny. We're broadcasting live from the top of the Atlas statue. How are you doing that one? It ain't easy.
I'll ask Codewalker if he can put an Easter egg in, like a secret door that leads out.
Oh, that would be funny, man. Oh, you know what would be funny? You go into City Hall and you click on the bathroom and you open and you go through the door and you're on top of the statue.
Yeah, I don't think you can adjust the click points right now, but I don't know. I'll ask him about that. I'll see
okay.
if there's something we can bust her up. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, I should probably call it a night. I am going to crash and burn, man. I'm going to sleep my guts out till like noon tomorrow.
Cool. All right. I'm going to do that. I'm still glad I'm in physical therapy tomorrow. Yeah, I was going to tell you. This is what I heard from physical therapy now. They're saying it's going to be 4 more weeks I'm going to feel this pain because they had to shave some of the bone down by the shoulder. So they said it's going to be another 4 weeks I'm going to feel like this. And then it's going to be a total of 8 weeks from now before my strength fully returns on my shoulder.
And then will you be able to like pick up cars and make that sort of sound?
No, nothing, just my normal stuff.
Oh. Man, my nephew, not my younger one, but my older nephew that I don't talk about very often, he actually he had an accident at work a couple of days ago and fell, and he broke his shoulder in 2 places.
Ooh,
and they had to do surgery and put pins, and it's pretty nasty, actually. It's like, man, wow, that's pretty hardcore, but you know, they're saying he should recover. It's just going to take a while.
Ow.
They
all
say
right.
for like the next 2 months or so, he can't, or two, what is it, 2 weeks, he can't move his shoulder at all. And then for 2 months after that, they're telling me he can't pick up anything that's heavier than like a couple of pounds, which, you know, a couple of pounds is nothing. I mean, so he basically can't pick up anything with that. And it's his right arm, too, which is really inconvenient because he's right-handed. So he's a bit in a bad way right now.
Yeah, I can relate to that, man. I'm sorry he's going through that, but it just sucks.
But he's a young guy. He's 22 or 23, I think now. I don't know. But he's, you know, he'll get over it. But I just know for the next couple of months his life's going to be kind of hell. But anyway, well, good show, man. Let's
do it again
sometime.
How about next week, same time? So you like the new time slot?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I do that is to make the point that, damn, I'm tired.
I know, but
so it's sort of like good news, bad news. The good news is it was kind of nice, you know, not having to, because I did actually have to work a little bit late tonight.
Yeah,
I walked in the door like right at 8:30, and so the good news is, you know, I didn't feel rushed or anything. The bad news is, I tell you what, man, once it got about 11 o'clock, I'm sitting here like, talk to him, Diamond D.
Well, you know what's funny? What's good for me is though, like my other show, I do that one at 10 o'clock all the time. You know what I mean? I'm always, that show I've done at 10 o'clock too, so it was just always weird. Because you might feel like, what time is the show? I thought it was 10 o'clock. Oh, that's the other one. So now I can say, no. Now both of them are 10 o'clock.
Man, I'll have to take some ecstasy next time.
You say ecstasy? What? I was going to say, how about just try some caffeine?
or I could do that, you know, either way.
Jeez.
You know, one or the other, whatever works.
Why'd you go get some cocaine? I wanted to stay awake. Can you just do coffee? Well, okay, yeah, I could have done that. Jeez, you know. Fine, I chose a drug. Jeez.
True story, though. I've actually never done drugs before, at least nothing that was not prescribed for me. And I diligently even try to avoid taking prescription or over-the-counter drugs unless I absolutely have to. But I've never done drugs in my life whatsoever. When I was at Auburn, though, the big thing was people would do, White Crosses and Jolt Cola, which is, you know what Jolt Cola is.
Oh, yeah, I've never had it. One of my friends used to drink it all the time.
And then the White Crosses were some sort of over-the-counter stimulant that they would take to, you know, to study all night. And I was like, man, I'll just take a B. I'm not that motivated. But,
wow.
But, you know, oh well. Never did that before. But
Well, I want to tell you, I'm I DVR this interesting show on Discovery Channel called Treasure Quest Snake Island, where I got to get the details for you. It was like, it was like they had this huge treasure and everybody's been looking for it and they think it's on this one island. And the guy realizes that, wait a minute, what's this thing over here? And he finds out these legends about Snake Island. He goes, oh, but no one ever goes there because they say it's the most densest, like, populated snake. Like, for every square meter, there's, like, one, at least one snake. Okay?
And I think I've heard of that island. I haven't seen the show, though, but I've heard of that island. It's, like, the most dangerous place on Earth.
Yeah, it's, like, all poisonous snakes. It's, like, and there's, like, one breed that's, like, the most dominant one, so they had to bring in this specialist, and they said that like if you're like a poisonous insect, poisonous or poison expert or something, like you want to go check this place out. And tonight they have the third episode, but basically they go on treasure hunting, and last week at the end of the episode they found a marker that was like carved into a stone. Yep, at the end, and so now I guess they're going to do something. They took pictures of it. And now they're going to, I guess, take it back and try and analyze the pictures are. Underwater, they have a scuba team with them, and they found an old, like, 1800s, 1500, like, a big-ass anchor for, like, those big sailing vessels back around that time. And, of course, they're trying not to tell anybody what they're doing there. And, of course, the Coast Guard finally shows up, and they're worried about pirates out there, like the Somali pirates. But not Somali, but they have, like, modern-day pirates out there. And, of course, you're not allowed to carry weapons. So they said the only ones who are allowed to have the weapons are the pirates, because they don't care. So they have them. And so the one week at the end of the first episode, there's a boat coming. There's, like, three guys there. It turns out it's the Coast Guard. And they said, yeah, we're just diving here. We're testing out our equipment. They're like, oh, okay. So I think that's a very cool show on Discovery.
You can keep your Snake Island. I'll pass.
Well, that's what they said. It's very dangerous. And they said, like, one guy, he had gotten bitten by a snake before, and it took him 9 months to fully recover.
I am not a snake person.
No. So enjoy that. Take it for what you will. All right, then.
One of my Facebook friends apparently met Roddy Piper at some point and had his picture taken with him. He changed his profile photo. That's really cool.
Yeah, a couple of my friends, they met him. I never got to meet him, but oh well. I saw him wrestle a couple of times, but that was about it. Sad indeed. All right, then. Since you're getting tired, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go take my pain meds. My shoulder's killing me, and I think I'm just going to relax tomorrow. Probably just working on this computer. Probably trying to get my PC getting up to full speed. So.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. And with that, everybody, we are out of here. I hope you all enjoy our new time slot, 10 to 11:30. We're going to keep trying this as long as we can, or until Tony falls asleep on air with us 1 week. And then we'll have to reevaluate. See, but it's the after party, so that doesn't count. So, have a good, as I always say, everybody, keep fighting the good fight, keep on believing. Hopefully, we'll get our Paragon City back the way we want it back. I mean, we have this, that's pretty cool, but you know what I'm saying. So, with
that,
Tony, we'll get there eventually. Tony, if you would do the honor, sir.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you next time.